بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. الحمد لله. This is the 55th chapter of رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings a chapter on فضل الزهد, virtue of living a life of abstinence, asceticism, and والحث على التقلل منها, and encouraging one to suffice on that which is little in this world. وَفَضْلِ الْفَقْرِ, and the virtue of poverty. So he brings a few verses of the Holy Quran, as is his habit before starting any chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings relevant verses to the topic. قال الله تعالى إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزل الله من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says that verily the example of this worldly life, Allah is giving an example of this worldly life. What is this worldly life? What is the reality of this life? He says it is like kama'in anzallahu min as-sama', like rain that we send from the sky. So we have to understand, picture the scene of rain that Allah Ta'ala descends from the sky. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Then we find that the produce, the vegetation of the earth, it mixes, it mingles with this water. And it is from this produce, مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ, that man and livestock, cattle eat from, the animals eat from this vegetation. So rain came down into the soil, crops grew. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيِّنَتْ, until when the earth reflects its splendor, زُخْرُف وَزَيِّنَتْ, it becomes adorned. In other words, now the fruit is growing, the vegetation is lush, everything is growing well, green. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا, and now its people, the farmers believe now it's the time for harvesting and they're ready to now harvest the crops. When suddenly أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا, our azab comes, our punishment comes, either at night or day. فَجَعَلْنَا حَصِيدًا, and we make it completely destroyed. So it becomes completely destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as though it did not even exist yesterday. So as though that entire rain that came down and mixing with the vegetation and all the crops growing, or mixing with the soil and then the crops growing, as though nothing took place. This is the reality of this dunya. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّرُ الْآيَاتِ لِقُومِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says this is how we explain in detail the signs for those people who ponder and reflect. So Allah wants us to reflect over these verses, and from this example of the rain coming, mixing and mingling with the soil, and then the crops growing, and then just when the farmers think that it is time now for harvesting, Allah Ta'ala destroys the entire crop and vegetation, and everything becomes zero and nothing. So like that is the world. The remaining examples are of similar nature, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Allah says, explain to them, relate to them the parable, the example of this world. It is like water which we send down from the sky, then again it mingles, the plants of the earth, they mingle with this water. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا, it becomes completely destroyed, it becomes debris. تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ, which the winds then blow away. So it is completely destroyed, we find debris, we find chaff, the remains, and everything just then thrown away and blown away by the winds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شِئٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Allah Ta'ala says that wealth and the sons of this world, the children of this world, they are merely adornments of this world. Zina means a decoration and adornment. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. But that thing which will remain which is better in reward for you. Walbaqiyat salihat refers to the lasting good deeds. Ulama say this is reference to the tasbihat that you read. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, third kalima, fourth kalima. All these are albaqiyat salihat, or lasting good deeds. They are better in the sight of your Rabb in terms of reward. وَخَيْرٌ amala, and it is better for that which we expect, an expectation, better in expectation. In other words, this is what we should be concentrating on in gaining, in doing those good deeds that will remain for us in the hereafter in terms of reward. And something that we can anticipate and have hopes in. But as far as the dunya is concerned, it's just glitter and glamour, and everything will come to an end one day. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Yeah, also in this verse Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is telling us, informing us, يَعْلَمُوا, know very well that this worldly life is la'ib. La'ib is play. Are we say children playing? We say the children are playing outside. This whole world is just a play. وَلَهُن, lahun, something which is futile. So this dunya is a play, it is futility. وَزِينَةٌ, just an outward decoration. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, something that people boast about amongst each other. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأُولَادِ, it is just gaining more and more wealth and more progeny. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ, exactly like how rain comes down and then it amazes the farmers. Here, kuffar, the word kuffar in this verse does not mean disbelievers. It is referring to the farmers, because they put the seed into the ground. The word kuffar comes from this meaning, to hide, to conceal. So they place the seed into the ground, which is we cannot see, and then the crops grow. So the farmers are amazed by this rain. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصَرًّا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it dries up, and you see it becoming yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا, then it becomes debris, it becomes into fragments, into bits. And Allah says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, and in the hereafter is a painful punishment, of course, for those who became consumed in this world and they did not recognize the Creator, did not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became engrossed and absorbed and consumed by the worldly glitter and glamour. So in akhirat is severe punishment. And وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, also it is a place of forgiveness, a means of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person who makes sincere tawbah, who brings iman, who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes amends. وَرِضْوَانُ, and it is a means of gaining Allah ta'ala's pleasure. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, Allah ta'ala says that this worldly life is nothing but goods of deception. Goods of deception. Actual meaning of mata' is like a small rag, a dirty rag which is thrown away. This is the reality of this world. It is just deceptive. It is deceiving us. Outwardly it looks very glamorous, very beautiful. It attracts us. But the reality of the world is such, it will come to an end. It is only outward beauty. But inside, if a person becomes so consumed and he goes so much more than what he requires, and he becomes so negligent regarding the akhirat, then this dunya has deceived him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Allah Ta'ala says that زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهْوَاتِ, beautified and decorated for mankind, has been made the love of pleasures from women. So this is the first thing. It is natural. A man is attracted to a woman. Allah Ta'ala has created this love in his heart, and it is love for children, a large heaps of gold and silver, and وَالْخَيْرِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, and branded horses, وَالْأَنْعَامِ, and cattle and plantations. Allah says these are luxuries of this worldly life, and with Allah is an excellent return. If a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a strong iman, he has amal as-saliha, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does good in this world, for him is a good and excellent return in the akhirat. Allah ta'ala gives him jannah. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. Allah says, O people, the promise of Allah is certainly true. So never let this world, this life in this world deceive you. Nor should the great deceiver, that is Shaitan, deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the dunya gives us deception. The word taghurru has been mentioned. And gharur, the one who deceives a lot, that is Shaitan. Shaitan promises us various things, but he will deceive us, and he is a liar. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. Allah says, amassing wealth has made you negligent right till you visit the qabr. Two meanings. One is that the only time when you will be, which everything comes to an end, when you go into the qabr and you lay put down into that sand, then that's the end. But right till that time, a person's only, his only concern and worry is to amass the luxuries of this world and the wealth of this world. And the other meaning is that even when we visit the Qabristan, we are burying some deceased member of our family or friend. At that time also we've got our cell phones out and we're busy making some deal. It is only dunya that we are talking about instead of reflecting about the akhirat. Allah says, even then also you have become negligent. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Allah says, never. This should never be your practice. Sawfa ta'lamun. Soon you will know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says again, then never, we should never be doing such a thing. Soon you will know the reality when you go into the qabr. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Yusuf quote the poem, qabr mein jaate huye haqeeqat khul gayi. So when a person had seen this glitter and glamour of the world, he was deceived. But as he was lowered into the qabr all alone, the reality dawned upon him. Now he realized that dunya, what dunya was, now it is akhirat. Allah says again, kalla, you should never do this. Refrain from this. Kalla law ta'lamuna ilma al-yaqeen. If only you have certain knowledge of certainty. In the last verse, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَالْعِبْ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, the life of this world is merely futility and play. Undoubtedly, the hereafter, the life of the hereafter, that is true life. That is the real life. The life will be for will be perpetually. It will be for everlasting. That is true life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only you know. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to the fact that the reality of dunya will come to an end, and the abode that we should be preparing for is the akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll do the ahadith in this regard.